This is the Tom Likas Show.
I like the cut of your jib.
The cut of your jib.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
With the jib.
Don't be stupid.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 24/7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. It's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. It's Thursday, and time now for another edition of Likas 101.
Well, it's Likas 101. Welcome to the class. Spend less dough and get more ass. If you want a steak, baby, gotta wait, because I ain't spending more than $40 on a date. Yeah. Buy ya, liquor, don't buy ya. B, if she answers the cell phone, disappear. Yeah. Wanna get laid? Gotta be an asshole. Spike, use Provolactic, switch to Tabasco. Hit it, quit it, no time to spoon. These are the rules of Professor Poon. Gotta knock up, but you're looking to switch. Pull a Hail Mary and jump that bitch. Kiss 101. Welcome to class, son. Kiss 101.
It's Likas 101, the ongoing adult education course. It teaches men how to get more tail for less money. Just as importantly, we teach women how men think. I am your professor. This is my classroom. This is where we teach the tenets of Likas 101. And in this segment of Likas 101, I want to talk to you guys about gifts, cards, flowers, out. Valentine's Day is less than a month away. And I do not want you guys believing that you have, you know, the exception to the rule, the franchise player, the one and only exception. No. You don't. Valentine's Day, you want to be on the down low. You want to be in hiding. No responding to texts. No responding to phone calls. No making phone calls. No sending texts to anyone you've ever dated before. Out. If there is someone you've seen a few times recently around Valentine's Day, that's when she is looking for your commitment. She's looking for that souffle that'll take 30 extra minutes to make. She's looking for the box of candy. She's looking for champagne. She's looking for the weekend in Las Vegas or Cancun or wherever. And you are not going to give it to her. If you do, you are not a Likas 101 student. You're a fool. No concert tickets. No sporting events. No dinners. No bottles of champagne. None of that stuff. You're busy. You have other things to do. You didn't have a chance to call. I'm giving you all your excuses right now. Now is the time to start ratcheting that shit down. Because the more you see her in the next few weeks, the more she thinks you're husband material, or boyfriend material, or father material. And you're not, and you don't want her to believe that, and you want to make sure that you don't leave her with that impression. She's a cum guzzler. She's a cum dumpster. She's a sperm depository. She is not a girlfriend, not a wife, not a mother of your kids. Period. End of story. Are you hearing me? Seriously. If you have questions, if you don't agree, if you are with the love of your life, your soulmate, the woman who is the exception to the rule, oh, I'd love to talk to you. You are not going to do anything with her on Valentine's Day, because February the 14th is when you go to bars and you find the low-hanging fruit, the women who were dumped, the women who didn't get a phone call, the women who didn't get balloons at their offices or roses. They're going to be out there sitting at the bar, drowning their sorrows, waiting for you to come along. The person she will regret for the rest of her life. That's what she's waiting for. You need to be that person. If you need help escaping the expectations of some bitch, your professor is here to help you. If you think your professor is wrong, I'm here to have that conversation with you. Because Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it, and I don't want you getting stuck. By the way, that is especially not a day to be having sex without a condom. Women love to conceive on that day. Don't you do it for them. Now, we've got calls here for your professor on Likas 101, and we're going to start taking them coming up at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That is our number on Likas 101. Grab your place here in the classroom to talk to your professor at 901-3000. 866.
Likas 101.
Listen, learn, call.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. Likas 101 at 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. We have just announced it. We are having a dinner in San Diego with the P1s in San Diego. Are you one of them? Well, get ready, because we're going to be there, assuming we sell 10 seats, and we're well on our way. It's going to be Saturday night, March 4th at 7 p.m., dinner at a top-notch San Diego restaurant. Gary and I will be there together with you, the P1s. We have not done an event in San Diego. It has been over 8 or 9 years now. It's been a long time. And we are ready to come back. And you guys want us to come, and so we're doing it. Now, in order to be part of this, you need to make your reservation right now by going to dinnerwithtom.com. Dinnerwithtom.com. That is where you're going to go. Dinnerwithtom.com. All right, Likas 101, I am your professor. Let's say hi here to Josh in Columbia, North Carolina. Josh, you're on Likas 101. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing okay, Josh. How about you?
Been better. But thank you for taking my call today. My good friend Bobby is a big fan of your show, as y'all know him. He turned me on to you and definitely told me to give you a call today about my situation, so that's why I'm here today.
So you're new to the show?
Yes, sir. About 2 weeks new.
You're a new listener?
I just started listening.
Okay. All right. All right, what is your situation?
Right now I'm... I guess I'm going about to be a pending divorce. I've kind of already seen it coming, but today when I got home, my wife told me that she's got another house and she's taking her kids and they're moving out of our current place. And so she's going to begin the separation. And it's kind of been ongoing and oncoming. But it's just been hell because I thought I knew her. I've been with her. I dated her for 3 years. I thought I had enough. Seeing everything that she's been through, her past, if I saw any red flags that I would know. I thought she was perfect. I really loved her. Everything about her, I loved her kids, even though they weren't mine. I took them in as mine. I loved them as mine. But as soon as we got married, wasn't even about 2 months after, she started not coming home right away when she got off work, you know, hang out with me. She said she'd be with her friends, and then every night it got later and later. Some nights she didn't even come home. She'd come in the morning, change to go to work. if I confront her about it, she tell me there's nothing to worry about. I'm just hanging out with my girlfriends. They're with me all night. And it, what really set me off was one day I was doing laundry, and I was washing her work clothes, which I thought were her work clothes. And she had a magnetic name tag on her shelf, and stuck inside the dryer was a name tag. And I pulled it out, but it wasn't her name. It was a man's name. And I confronted my friends about it, and I told them, hey, you know, this is kind of weird. How should I approach it with her? It's like, be frank with her. You know, tell her you found it and ask her where it come from. So I did, and she was nonchalant about it, saying that, oh, it was a coworker of mine. He had gotten into my car because they were doing drugs, and he didn't want to smell like it, so he had took his work shirt off. And it must have got mixed up with her shirts when she cleaned them out. And I ate it, and I was like, okay, that's what you're going to tell me. It's fine. And I sat on it for a night, and it just boiled in me so much. I was like, that's just bullshit. That's just bullshit. Why would – no. So the next day when she got home, I had her sit down, and I asked her a simple question. I was like, I want a hypothetical here. If I had come home from my job and I came and I had another article of a woman's clothing, how would you react? And she blew up on me, Dom. She got really upset with me, cussing me out, telling me how dare I accuse her of anything. And all I was trying to do was just get a hypothetical and try to figure out this situation. And things just kind of went to shit from there. She came a little bit more distant from me, and we've been working it on and off. And things got a little better for a while because she stopped hanging out with her friends and started coming home. Then she starts doing it again, and I confronted her about it again. Like, look, you know, yeah, I'm really feeling neglected here. I'm not getting the same love that I had from you before. Something's changed. Something's different. Then she started throwing it on me, saying that there's nothing wrong with her, that it's me, and my friends are manipulating me. And my friends, they knew the situation. I told them I'm an open book. And they told me, you know, fucking divorce her, leave her. She's doing something else. You need to just leave her now. And she had access to my messages, my phone, and everything, went through everything, took screenshots and sent them to herself. And
why did she have access to that? May I ask, why did she have access to that?
Well, the first time that she had logged on to my computer, and I would I never have anything to hide, Tom. I've never been that type of person. I share everything with her, and if she ever needed to use my computer for something, I've always had it there.
And so she shared everything with you too, right?
No, she doesn't. She is a closed
book. Didn't you see that as a red flag at the time?
Well, it wasn't like that until we got married, Tom. That was the thing.
Well, that's when that stuff starts. Do you understand that?
I do now. I really do.
And you're new to the show. You're new to this class. So I understand. So you understand what we teach here.
Yes.
You do not ever marry them. Ever.
Yeah, you're right on that. Don't ruin a good thing.
Yes, you also never, ever take care of another man's kids.
Well, my father was never in the picture for me, and my stepfather has stepped up and became the man that I call a father now in my life.
That
and
was in another
I felt like
era.
I was emulating that. And,
right. But you understand, times have changed. That was before women became scandalous skanks.
Yeah.
That's before they had their own Facebook accounts with their selfies and their secret friends. All right? That was another era. Your mom didn't have any selfies online or Facebook pages, did she?
No.
it's a different world now.
It is.
And so you do not take responsibility for other people's kids. You don't do it. One of the many reasons you don't do it is because if you live with a woman's kids, in some states, and I don't know how it is where you are, but in some states, yeah, judges will say, do these kids call you daddy? And you'll say yes. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, if the kids see you as daddy, then you are their father. And you have to pay child support.
My question to you for that is, because the baby daddy is in the picture, he does pay child support, and he had taken us to court previously because I was trying to move them out to Colorado. Had a job offer out there when we right before we were getting married, and wanted to start my family out there, get out of South Carolina. And he put a court order on us, and we weren't allowed to leave the state. And so he.
But see, there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. That is a great reason to not be involved with single mothers, to not be taking care of other men's kids.
Yeah.
You will not be rewarded for that. You'll be punished.
That is the truth.
So you can't ever do this again.
No, Tom, I promise you I won't do it again. This is has been a worst life lesson I could have ever gotten for myself. I've lost majority of my friends. I've lost all my social abilities basically because of her. She'll say that she's not controlling, but she has pretty much controlled almost every aspect of my life since we got married.
And you gave her control.
I tried to break free. I did. I really did.
You gave her control. Why does she deserve the right to control you in any way?
It doesn't. That's the damn truth.
I mean, that's it. She doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
And you let her do it.
I did. I let her get rid of friends that I've had in my life for 10-plus years. I've had her basically push my family away from me. I've had her basically just isolate me to her, and then her belittling me to the point to where I've almost feel like I have self-esteem issues now at the point because of it. And
well, I don't think that's a new thing. I think you had low self-esteem issues going in.
I think I did too. My stepfather would tell me I have too soft of a heart, and that I'm going to get railroaded, basically.
And you did, right?
Yeah. And I'm worried at this point right now that I'm going to get even railroaded worse. Because she knows that I was going to call in tonight. She had ability to read my messages and all that today, I found out, because right before I left the house, she told me that she was going to basically sue me and my friend for talking about her, and if I talk about this on the show, then
she can't win any lawsuit because we don't know your name or her name.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the way
but here's the deal. Let me ask you a question. How did she find out you were going to call in on the show?
She had access to my Facebook Messenger and was reading.
But you realize you could have changed
Bobby.
The password on that, and this wouldn't be an issue.
I had, and the issue was for me. Last week I had gotten a new cell phone, and I had not wiped the previous one. I had just left it in my drawer, not thinking. And so she had took her liberty. Since I put that up, she's taken it out, and she's been using it to basically track me.
You understand? You understand
out,
that she is the enemy now.
Yeah.
May have always been the enemy, but she's the enemy. You can't let her know things like this or like anything. You don't want to know when you're hiring an attorney or who you're hiring or where you're planning on living or anything that may on the surface be innocent, but in reality, it's all information that will be used against you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to try to get visitation for these kids, are you, or something like that?
No, I want a clean break. I don't want anything from her or anything. I just want to start again. And I'm praying to everything that I have that that's what I'll end up with. But I really feel like she's going to do me dirty on this. I mean, she's already.
You do understand that praying is not going to help you.
I mean, I know that, but I need to have faith in something right now. Because I feel like I'm alone.
You know who you have to have faith in?
Bobby had me call you today because I didn't really feel like I had anybody to talk to about this.
I am happy to talk to you about this. And I want you to know that the person you need to have faith in is yourself. You need to take care of this. And the way you need to take care of it is don't communicate with her. Wipe your phone. Change your passwords.
I did.
Everything changed. Your Facebook account, the one you reach from the computer, have you changed the password there yet?
Yes.
Any other? Emails, Gmails, any email addresses? Have you changed all your passwords?
Well, I know it just reminded me I probably should change my Gmail.
All of them.
I don't have access to any of my work stuff.
All of them.
Okay.
Do you have a work email?
Yeah.
Change it.
Okay.
Everything. Don't be a sitting duck. This marriage is over.
It really is. She's trying to tell me that her moving out was going to help us because she needed space from me, and that basically by me talking about it and just basically expressing myself.
Why are you talking to her?
That we're not going to work it out.
Why are you talking to her?
Say again?
Why are you talking to her?
Well, I talked to her today because the only reason why
is
because when I got home, she cornered me and she told me.
You're living with her?
Got a house.
Wait, you're still living with her?
Yeah.
What for?
Uh-oh.
And I really don't have a place to go right now, Tom.
Wait a minute. Is this a house, an apartment? Do you have a lease?
Yeah.
What are your living
conditions? It's a house. Rental, yeah.
Who? It's a rental. When is the lease up?
This month by month. We've been living there for 4 years now.
Have you given notice to the landlord that you're out?
Well, she's the one that's leaving right now. I don't really need to leave that house. I just need to get the locks changed, basically.
But wait a minute. She hasn't left. Has she given notice to the landlord?
No, she hasn't given any notice to anybody. I think I'm the only one she's talked to about it.
You know what, buddy? You need to get out of that place.
Okay.
Out. She's got keys. She can call 911 and cause drama. You can't be there anymore. What?
She told me that I needed to come back home to talk to her because she was going to have the cops come over. And I told her that I'm not coming back to the house right now. You're not going to threaten me with the police because you're going to be wasting their time. And she was saying, well, I can tell them that you verbally assaulted me, and also I have a bruise on my arm.
What is your attorney's name? Do you have an attorney?
Yes, I have an attorney.
Have you told this to your attorney?
No.
Why not?
Attorney, this has all just happened tonight. I haven't really been able to, recently in a couple hours.
I've been waiting to call you, honestly. I understand, and that's good. Here's what I want you to do. Do you have the attorney's cell phone number?
Yeah, I have his personal number, yeah.
All right. As soon as we hang up, you're going to call him and tell him what you just told me.
Okay.
You are not going to be at that house with her and the possibility she's called the cops. Do not do that.
Okay.
You are just asking for trouble. With the guidance of your attorney, you need to get out of that place. You need to give notice to the landlord yourself that you're going.
My attorney was a good friend in this situation. He didn't even really want me to get married, and he insisted, make sure I don't ever adopt the kids. He insisted that, this was going to be an inevitability with all marriages. He straight up was honest with me about it beforehand. And I was being naive, being like, no, we're going to work this. This is fine. There's no problems. I don't know what you're seeing. I was blind to the fact. And here I am.
Right. Understood. All right, look, and by the way, that's great advice from your attorney. He really sounds like he's got it together. So you need to do what he says. You need to report every one of these incidents, every one of these threats to him.
Okay.
Don't worry about whether she's moving out or not moving out. You tell the landlord you're out. You know, you're giving notice now and ask the landlord to tell you when you can leave. And frankly, you may want to leave before the end of the lease. Just pay the landlord. Be on good terms. Don't cause a lawsuit. Maybe you let your attorney handle that.
Okay.
Has your landlord seen your month-to-month? Do you have an actual written lease?
Yeah, we had one. Never had to renew it or anything. It's just kind of month-to-month. It's a private landlord.
So you had a lease for a year or something, and then after that it was month-to-month, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. So you want to make sure that you are getting out of there. If you stay there, she'll keep coming back and causing scenes and calling the cops. You definitely don't want to be there. And I'm sure your attorney will agree with me.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about me. I've been divorced 4 times.
Yeah, I learned that today. Reading the Facebook post that other people have said about you.
Right. And so I know what happens in these cases. If you stay there, she can cause you trouble because she has keys. Neighbors know her. If she tries coming in there after she's left, nobody will think anything's wrong. You don't want to be seeing her or talking to her.
Okay.
At all. At all.
Yeah.
You've said you like, those are not your kids. Did you buy property together? Did you buy your furniture? Do you have major purchases you've made together?
Nothing really. Everything we have is pretty individual. We brought our own things into the home. And, I mean, the worst thing I could think I'd do, I bought her a new TV and an Xbox for Christmas that I know I'm not going to get. That's hers. But other than that, I got my own and my own TV. She told me that when she moves, she's, of course, take that. She's taking, like, the microwave, the washer and dryer, and all the kids' stuff out of the house. But she's going to leave the furniture.
Who owns those appliances? Who owns the appliances? Who owns the microwave?
She does. She had the appliances before I moved in.
Good. Let her take them.
Yeah.
Don't fight over it.
I don't want to.
By the way, wait a minute. Do you have any joint bank accounts?
Yes, she had me added to her bank account. I don't have any money in it. I never deposit anything in it. I just have access to it.
You understand that one of the things you need to let your attorney know is that you have no prenuptial agreement, and she could go out and start bank accounts, credit cards, take out loans. And because you don't have a prenuptial agreement, you could be responsible for what she does.
Wow.
So you need to make sure your attorney protects you in every way regarding that stuff.
Okay. That's definitely not known.
But no text messaging, no calling, no returning calls, no texting of any kind, no emailing, no nothing.
Okay.
You've had your last conversation with her.
All right.
Your next conversation will be with the judge.
I'm not, because I know, because I looked up the laws here, and apparently we have to be separated for a year before we can even file.
Right, so you so need to get that process now. Started, you know, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
What, actually try to get something filed?
Immediately.
Okay.
Do not ask her what she thinks. Do not discuss it with her. Do not discuss it with anyone who is her friend. Do not discuss it with anyone.
All right.
Don't be telling anybody what your plans are. Somebody will tell her.
Yeah, I know that. It's happened multiple times with me already.
It just happened. How did she know you were calling this show?
She knew I was calling this show because she was reading the messages between me and Bobby.
How was she able to see those?
She had my old phone.
You do understand. When did you figure that out, may I ask?
I figured that out when I was getting ready to leave the house because
today?
I didn't want to be there anymore. And right before I was getting ready to walk out of the house, she came out of the bedroom and was like, I just want to let you know that if you do call them, I'm going to press charges against you and your friend for slander and talking about me and my kids and this and that. And I just ignored her and I left the house.
Perfect.
And,
but the point is, she should not have known that.
No, she shouldn't have. And I wouldn't have told her and I would have...
No, but my point is, she's still... Right now, as we're speaking, she still has access to your Facebook account.
No, she doesn't. I remotely wiped that phone.
But not only that, does she have your password?
No, because I changed that as well when I left the house.
Let me ask you another question. If she logs on to Facebook from a computer, can she see your page?
Yeah, because she's a friend on there. But
no, you have to block her.
Okay.
I mean, you're leaving yourself open to all this stuff.
I really am. I feel like an idiot about it. I mean, it didn't even cross my mind that she would even try to access. So she had done it in the past. I should have fucking thought ahead. But
nope, she's going to want to get alimony from you, which we call here vaginamony, payments for the past use of a vagina.
I'm the one who deserves damn alimony. I quit my job for 2 years to take care of her kids because we didn't have any child care for them. I just now got a job because I got tired of her belittling me and telling me I wasn't doing enough. So I got a job to fucking at least be able to support myself and to be able to at least do something, try to make her happy on it.
Why have you been so worried about making her happy? She's a cunt.
I really thought that I loved her. I know now that that's just bullshit.
Do you love you?
My...
Do you love yourself?
Yeah, I love myself.
Do you?
I do, but...
Why did you tolerate her belittling you? You know what? I have a zero-tolerance policy for that. Anytime a chick starts belittling me, I cut her off at the knees. Any chick who ever does that will only do it once.
I don't know why I gave her so much control over me in my life.
Because
I don't know.
That's who you are.
I
hate
this problem.
I'm being honest with
relationships.
You. Yeah, you were pussy whipped.
Yeah, you could say that.
Right? Not only could I say it, I did say it, and it is true.
Yes.
You were pussy whipped.
Yes, sir.
And that has to stop immediately. And that means you have to block her from knowing anything about you. Where you're going, what you're doing, who your friends are, where you are at the moment, gone. Cut her out. She doesn't love you. She's laughing at you.
Yeah, the way I've been told, she's basically have kept me around as a glorified babysitter and just used me, basically.
Right. That's right. The thing is, it's gone on for years, and you've allowed it.
Yeah.
Right?
I did. I completely allowed it, thinking that if I just cooperate and work with her, that things will get better. And it just...
Why do you want to be in a relationship that badly that you're worried that you're going to displease someone?
I think my problem was
I grew attached to those kids, even though I know they're
another
not
another mistake.
I know. It completely was. And that was that's the only reason why I've hung in as long as I have, was those kids, I felt like they depended on me. She's never there. She's either
why is that your problem?
With her friends.
I have to ask you, why is that your problem? These are not your kids.
I took it on as my problem, and then I got abused from that.
Well, that's what you get.
I completely agree with you, Tom.
You know what I'm saying? But the point is,
I
you're
do.
Still leaving the back door unlocked here. You can't have her knowing anything about what you're doing, who you're talking to, what you're saying to people, where you're saying it. You don't want her knowing that you might leave the house or apartment where you're living. You don't want her knowing anything. You are not required to tell her anything.
Yeah, but she don't tell me anything.
Damn straight.
Last time when she left the house, one night when we didn't have the kids, some weekends we won't have them because the other baby daddy will have the kids, and now I try my best to be like, hey, you know, would you like to go out, maybe do something, let's spend some time together? Because I'm telling you, Tom, before we got married, it was as great as I can imagine it be. I mean, every moment.
Because that's what women do to get you to sign the papers.
Yes, sir.
Ever bought a car? Ever bought a car?
Yeah.
Salesman loves you. And he'll do anything you want him to do. You want the car delivered to your house? Done. You want the car washed? Done. You want free undercoating? Done. Right?
Mm-hmm. Just to get you.
How do you think that salesman treats you if the day after you sign the papers the car won't start? How will the salesman treat you then?
He don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck.
That's what you just experienced with your wife.
But never imagined that was what it was going to be like, Tom.
That is what it will always be like. So stop looking for women like that.
I promise you, I won't. I'm not going to look for another woman that has a kid. I'm not going to ever look for somebody to get married with. I just want to be comfortable in my own skin and myself. And that's all I want right now.
Do you need to have kids? Is that something you need? Do you need kids?
I mean, I do. Honestly, I was talking about that on Facebook. You know, I'm the last of my lineage. From my last name, my grandfather had just passed. My father passed.
I know your last name. You are not the last of that name. You're not.
Oh, I know that for my lineage, though, Tom, is what I meant. I would like.
Well, why is that? Why is that important to you?
It's kind of something I've always wanted. I've always wanted to have a son of my own. Honestly, I've just something I've always had ever since I was in the military.
So if you want, all right, I'll buy that. So here's what you do: do what gays and lesbians do. Hire
a surrogate.
A surrogate. You do not have kids with some woman who can later torture you.
Yeah.
Have kids where there's no doubt that they're your kids. Have kids where no woman can tell you what religion those kids are going to be or not going to be, or what city they're going to live in or not live in, or what country they're going to live in or not live in, where they're going to school, go to school. Nobody else's business but yours.
I would want that.
You understand you could adopt a kid if you wanted to.
I didn't know. I always thought you had to be a couple. You can adopt as a single person?
Again,
I've never known that.
There are attorneys who will answer that question for you, but
okay.
The point is there are gays and lesbians adopting kids today.
Yes, sir.
And they are also having kids with surrogates today.
Yes, sir.
Why do you need to get some girlfriend you can knock up who can then take you for a ride? Why?
I know, I'm just fucking glad that we never never had a kid. She's always had
you were heading in that direction, too, weren't you? You were going to have a kid with her, weren't you? You were going to have a kid with her.
If she wanted me to, yeah, I would have.
Right.
We just we had talked about it, and really we didn't want another one at this moment. they wanted to wait till her kids were a little bit more grown, and I agreed with it. Didn't want to have three on my hands.
She doesn't want to have any kids. She's got enough kids.
Yes.
It's hard enough finding you to take care of them.
That was the main reason, though. I don't really want the kids. I mean, just something so I'll be able to carry on my legacy for myself. I don't know how to really explain it. If it's some kind of internal drive, I don't know how to explain it to myself, but that's something I've always really had in my heart. And I'm really glad that it
You do understand that the world we live in today, by the way, I talk all the time about my grandmother and grandfather, my father's parents. I talk about them all the time. And I use them as an example. Women are not like your grandmother today. They're not. So whatever you've had in your heart all these years, get it out of your heart, because you're not going to find a woman like your grandmother's.
No.
They don't exist anymore. You know what? My grandmother was not out partying with coworkers. My grandmother was a housewife. She wasn't going to an office. She wasn't going to a job. She didn't meet other men there and go out and have drinks with them after work. My grandmother never could take a selfie. There was no place to post it if she did.
Mm-hmm.
When my grandmother was 30, 40 years old, she didn't have a cell phone or a cell phone number. She didn't have an email address.
That's right.
She had no way to have an affair behind my grandfather's back. There was no going out partying until 3 o'clock in the morning. My grandmother had to make dinner and scrub the bathroom tiles. Women like my grandmother and probably your grandmothers, they don't exist anymore.
They really don't.
No. I'd love to go to the mailbox and meet the stagecoach driver of the Pony Express. I'd love to. And there is no Pony Express anymore.
No.
There are no stagecoaches. Nobody writes you a letter anymore.
Unless they want something from me anyway.
Yeah, but the point is, though, you're looking for something that existed 50 years ago.
Yeah, I was disillusioned, you could say that.
Well, the point, you just started listening. I hope you keep listening because, you know, we're going to keep you grounded. We're going to keep you realistic about what's out there.
What's out there
is a country full of vaginas who idolize Kim Kardashian and other scandalous skanks.
Yeah. I also want to put out there, you were talking about a housewife. The life of a house husband is a thankless job. And
of
I would never recommend any man ever fucking do that. God, you get no support.
See, if you'd been listening here, you would have never done that. You wouldn't have gotten married if you were a student here. And you certainly would never agree to take care of some other guy's kids. Because that's what it is. Call it what it is. Some other guy's kids. You know, if the father is so involved, why wasn't he babysitting the kids? Why did you have to give up your career to babysit his kids?
That's the sad part. That's the sad part, because when he stepped up and he took us to court, we figured, okay, he's finally trying to actually do something, because beforehand he wasn't around. He tried it for probably about 6 months, where he was pretty active with them, taking them to church and getting them on the weekends, paying his child support, and it's trickled down to where he might get them once every 2 months. He might pay her every once in a while, not the right amount. He's a couple months behind on child support now. He's a shithead.
Wait a minute. That's the shithead that she had sex with without a condom. She did that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Twice.
And by the way, when he doesn't pay his child support, who's been paying the difference? You.
Yeah.
You.
I know.
Why should you be paying for that?
Because I wanted to. I wanted to.
Yeah, but you were a sucker. You were a sucker.
Yes, sir, I am.
Stop being a sucker.
I'll tell you now, I'm really thankful, though. I put myself in a good position of, I got a job that I am blessed with, great pay. I'm happy every day with it. I come home with a smile on my face. I go happy knowing what I got to do. And I'm going to be comfortable on my own. And I know that now. And I'm not scared.
Well, just be prepared because she's got an attorney. And the attorney is going to tell her how to take what's yours.
To try to get me to sign a document tonight. That I refuse to, basically stating what's mine is mine, what's hers is hers, anything that we acquired during, before, in our marriage and everything is respectively ours, because I think she's afraid that I'm going to basically use her things as leverage against her.
You are not even going to have any more conversations with her, much less sign anything.
Yes, sir.
The next time you sign something, you're going to sign it because your attorney put it in front of you, not her.
I really wish I knew about you sooner, Tom. I really have.
Well,
I've been kicking myself in the ass for the past 2 weeks listening, and then I've Googled your Likas 101 and everything that your students have said and have learned. I've just been kicking myself in the ass because I'm like, these are things that I've known. I've known these things in the past. I mean, when I was in the Navy, I worked in personnel, and I seen guys get fucked over by their wives constantly. And I told myself that I'm not going to put myself in that position, and I'm not going to allow myself to be where I'm at right now. And I've been suckered for it. And I really, I've drawn a blank of how I've gotten myself here, but I have. And I'm not completely going to have to rebuild from the ground up at this point. And I'm okay with it now. I really have. I'm not shedding any tears for it. I'm done. I'm done with the pain that she's caused me. If anything, her telling me that she's moving out with the kids has been a relief on my soul. Because at least now I know that she, she told me last night to my face that she hated me. That was the first time she's finally been honest with me. And I'm just glad now that finally things are actually in motion. And me learning and following you now has given me more confidence in myself. And also you've given me plenty of steps from what I've learned and what you taught to me tonight to where I need to be. And I can't thank you enough for that, Tom. I really do. You've done a service for me and thousands of men. I know that.
And we're here for you anytime you need us. So be sure to call us back. If you're having problems with your attorney, if you're having problems with her, you call us.
I'd love to keep you posted on this. I would.
Please do.
I've really become a regular fan of your show. When I get off work, I turn my phone on, and I listen to the reruns until your show starts. And it gives me comfort. It really does. Knowing I'm not.
Now, hang on a second here. You know what, Josh? If you hang on, we're going to take a break. When I come back,
I've got
some callers who want to talk to you, including our good friend, family law attorney Adam Sachs.
Okay.
Who's calling in to talk directly to you. Okay?
Wow. Okay, sir.
All right. Hang on there. We're going to continue with Josh on Likas 101. Take a few phone calls coming up here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, that's the number. You can talk directly to Josh. 901-3000-866.
Likas 101.
Classless is in session.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. Likas 101 continues. At 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-TOM, that's our number here. 901-3000-866. And, okay, we're going to continue with Josh, who's in Columbia, North Carolina. Oh, he went and married a single mother of two kids, and now he's getting the royal screwing, and not the good kind. Let's bring our friend, family law attorney, Adam Sachs. Adam, you've been able to hear what Josh is talking about here?
Yeah, I sure have. Pretty terrifying stuff that Tom.
Outrageous.
But, you know, the things have changed so much, but when you look at the structure of family law, but it's the same in all the states, the restraining order is a real tool that Josh needs to look into using. It works for men also. There's a divorce and then there's a divorce. The fact that this woman is crazy and in particular violent and the thing that she's saying that she has this bruise and she's going to say that he did it to her and making threats like that and saying, you know, Josh, directly to you, I hate you, you know, blaming her problems on you. She is significantly mentally ill. And so, you could get a kick-out order. You could get a restraining order against her based on her threats and based on her violence and get her kicked out of the place. And that might be a good idea because the fact that, you know, she's in the place and you have this lease together or whatever, I mean, you got to get this woman out of your life pronto. And I wouldn't even risk being near her. And this just goes to show, Tom, what you always say about staying away from single mothers. I mean, you're bailing out this woman and her bastard children, and you think she'd be really appreciative, but she turns pretty quick. And the fact that, you know, Josh likes the kids, that only makes it even more sad because she's going to make damn sure that he never sees them again and that they hate him, you know?
Yep.
But, Josh, did your lawyer discuss with you the possibility of getting a restraining order? I think that's a really good idea.
I haven't talked to him about it yet, so I do not know, sir.
I think you should really look into that. When you're talking about this, a lot of things get normalized, and people start to be with a crazy person, and they kind of tolerate one thing, and then they tolerate another thing, and they start to think that it's normal, you know? And the classic is a woman whose husband, you know, hits her or whatever. She says, well, he doesn't hit me that hard. He never hits me with his fist, you know. He just, you know, once in a while when I make him angry, it's my fault, you know, that kind of crap. And, you know, you've gone through this thing with this woman and you start to get, Tom has talked about this in the past, what they call gaslamped, where you're not, like, thinking clearly anymore because you've been so confused by all her nonsense. And she sounds very much like a really crazy, like a bipolar or maybe a borderline personality. And she's just completely out to lunch. Yeah, but see, that means that there's no limits to her behavior. So you can't be hanging around hoping things are going to improve. You've got to get the hell away from her. And when you have these things in common, like the apartment, you know, the classic thing is the guy leaves the house and loses everything. It's just as well for you to go and get a restraining order against her. Men are very hesitant to do that. But I think it's a great idea. Get a restraining order, which includes what's called a kick-out order, which means that you have exclusive rights to the residence. And then you go there with the cops, and they throw her out. They give her 5 minutes to get her clothes and leave. And then it's your place, and she can't come back. That's the way to go.
But my question for you, sir, as I haven't talked to my lawyer about this yet, since she's the one who prompted me saying she's already got another place and that she's moving out, isn't she the one who's abandoning me? So
it doesn't matter.
That being my
favorite, if she has another place and she's moving out, how come she's not moving out?
She apparently just signed it today and shouldn't have the keys, is what she told me.
It sounds like a lot of bullshit. And why are you talking to her?
Because
I'm telling you, you get a restraining order against that bitch, and you serve it on her, and never, ever talk to her again, never see her again. Okay, because every time you're interacting with her, you're creating another opportunity for her to make something happen. And it's either going to be criminal, she's going to press charges against you, you attacked her, you assaulted her, you raped her, she's got kids, you molested the kids. You don't want to know, man. Women are so vindictive. It's unbelievable. I'm talking to people that broke up, thought it was all over, and months later, the woman's suing them. She's pressing criminal charges. She's carrying on. They do not just walk away. And if she's crazy and she's screaming at you that she hates you, she's going to be pretty sure that everything that is wrong with her life, in everything in her ruined life, is your fault. And you don't want to be dealing with that. Yeah, well, I'm not just talking about, you know, you feeling bad. I'm talking about you facing criminal charges.
Yeah, I don't want none of that.
You got to protect yourself, and you got to, you know, you got to learn the lesson from what you've done here, which is fine. But you also have to realize, you know, that it's not necessarily over. I talk to a lot of guys that tell me, you know, I just want it behind me. I just want it to be over. I just don't want to think about it anymore. And that's really very nice, but it's not over until it's really over. And the vindictiveness of women is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. These guys call me. I was just talking to a guy where his fiance and him broke up. They got into a whole big fight. And now this is months later, he thought, you know, she moved on. She went to the university that they both go to, and she complained against him that he was sexually harassing her on campus. And so now he may get expelled from school. He won't be able to finish his MBA, and his career is going to be ruined. Now, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that to my worst enemy. But a woman, you know, she loves you, and now she hates you, and you screwed her, and, you know, she'll do anything to hurt you. So you got to stop kidding around. And I don't know who your lawyer is, but I hope you have someone who's really aggressive, who's going to think about things like this and is going to do everything they can to protect
you. There's a former senator of South Carolina. He's a – I don't want to mention any names. But
no problem. If he's a good lawyer is the point. And he should have recommended this to you, restraining order, and you should call him tomorrow and tell him that you want a kick-out order and you want a restraining order against her and you don't want to ever have to see her again because she's threatening you, and he should know exactly what to do. And if he hems and haws, then I don't care if he was a senator. You get somebody else to take care of business.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good family lawyer. I've had him for years, and like I said before, even before I got married, he had a one-on-one talk with me, just man-to-man, being like, you know, you're going to be making a mistake. Marriage is not a thing. I'm on my third divorce right now.
Is that your third?
So, no, his. He was telling me.
Oh, him.
He's going through his third divorce, and it's just a mistake in itself. And
yeah, but after your experience working in that office and seeing all these soldiers getting screwed over, why did you want to get married so bad?
Because I thought it was different. I had never had a long-term relationship before. We'd been together, like I said, for 3 years at that time before I even agreed with each other that we should get married. And it felt like it was the right move to be. It was the next step.
I can't see it. People always think that their girl is the exception to the rule or something. These are universal principles, I'm afraid. And I'm not seeing a lot of exceptions, I'm sorry to say.
You're right on that.
Curious, man. That's just how life goes. So do me a favor. Please be careful, okay? Make sure that this is being done right. Get yourself a restraining order. And when you see crazy, you run away. Too many guys think that crazy is sexy and that, you know, crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. These women are screaming and carrying on, and it's fun and it's interesting, and it's not. And I got to tell you, two kids, forget it. Single mother, forget it.
Yes, sir. Never again.
Good. Okay. Thank God. Good to talk to you, Tom. Man. How's everything?
Well, everything's good. You were just here, and suddenly we had to press you into action again.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure, Tom. I hope that Josh gets the help he needs.
And look for Adam. He'll be with us on Sunday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday. Why am I saying so? I'm not even going to be here on Sunday. You'll hear Adam Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Let me get Chris in New York City. Chris, say hi to Josh. Hello.
Josh, how's it going, man? Hey, just to follow up with Adam, everything that Adam told you is absolutely true. It's very real right now. And you're pretty much standing on the precipice of the moment of truth, right? Everything you do right now is going to affect your divorce. Every correspondence, every text, every email, every phone call, and what she just did, what she just gave you, basically a giant warning that she's a psychopathic bitch and she's going to fucking ruin your life. You need to be serious as fuck now that your life could be altered significantly for the rest of your life now if she makes an accusation, tries to put you in jail, files orders on you, does whatever she does. You need to stay the fuck away, dude. I'm being totally honest. So do you have any credit? Do you have a credit card?
Yes, $300 limit, but yeah, I got one.
Can you go open a new credit card? I'm getting from you that you don't have any cash. What I'm telling you is that you need to go get money right now. You need to go somewhere else tonight. You can't go back to that house right now. If she calls the cops on you, dude, you sound like a nice guy. You sound smart. You sound like your whole life's ahead of you. This is going to totally alter your life from now, right? I'm telling you this from experience. I went through this very same fucking scenario. I got over it. It happened 6 years ago. I've moved on. My life is good. But what every single thing you do right now, the decisions you make, the correspondence you have, what you say, what she says, what you need to do is not go back there tonight. You need to go to your bank and maybe get a credit card and go to a hotel, go to a motel, go to a relative's house, go to a friend's house, sleep on a couch, go to a cheap hotel, go to a $50 night hotel. Don't go back there tonight. Don't go back there for a week. What you need to do, just like Tom said, is call your attorney right now. I would text him, call him, wake him up. It's 9:30 at night in South Carolina. Yeah. He's probably awake. You need to tell him right now that your ex, your soon-to-be ex, is threatening to make false allegations against you. And you know what you need to also do is make sure you get that shit in your pocket. If she's making threats on you like that, you need to be able to show that, right?
Okay.
So let her text you that, right? But don't you text her anything, right? Just go somewhere else tonight. Go somewhere for a week. Listen to the advice that Adam gave you. You know, get other advice. Your attorney sounds like a smart guy. He told you going into your marriage not to get married. Fuck. I mean, he sounds like a really smart guy. So you need to take this really seriously right now, because if you get a false charge against you, restraining order is nothing. You can get that dropped immediately with a good lawyer. If she makes allegations, child abuse, sexual abuse, rape, domestic violence, dude, this will fuck your life, right? You have probably, I'm guessing you're about 30 years old, give or take. I mean, a false domestic violence charge, a false rape charge, a false sexual abuse charge, these women are all capable of that right now. They're very fucking serious, dude. They do it. They all do it. Smart girls, girls that have educations, have good jobs, make six figures, whatever. Women fucking go insane at this very moment. And if you don't recognize that and you go walk back into the fire tonight, you could very, very well be, your life could be altered very badly for decades after this. So, home tonight. Go to a hotel, call your lawyer. Use that. Use
kind of
your $100 of that and go to a cheap hotel and sort this shit out. Go to your bank, open a new credit card. Tom is very against debt, right? Using credit cards, going into debt. This is one of the very few moments in your life where you'll need to go into a little debt. You need to pay for an attorney, and you need to protect yourself. And protecting yourself is going to a motel, doing whatever you got to do, and don't fuck yourself. That's all I got to say, man.
I got to get my
hope the best for you
and all that stuff from my house. But I completely thank you for talking with me on this, Chris.
Chris, thank you. I really appreciate that. 901-3000, Tom. It's Likas 101. We're talking to Josh. Here is Matt. Hello.
Hey, Josh. Welcome to the show, man. Hey, I agree with everything that Tom and Adam and everybody's been saying to you. One thing I could tell you, man, you don't want to reiterate what the last caller was saying. It's super important to not go back there, dude. Like, what you want to be doing is call your lawyer, file for divorce, and then just disappear, man. It's like a huge gift to you right now that you're able to get out at this level right now the way you're able to get out. It's not going to cost you. What? How long have you been married, dude?
A year now.
A year. Dude, golden. Get the hell out of there, dude. Just disappear. Just disappear. You know, you need to look out for yourself and focus and make a strategy for your life, dude. Like, for real, get out and do what the fuck ever it is that you want to do. And this is like a big bonus right now. You were saying you're passing up on jobs and all this stuff. You know, you did that. And right now you have an opportunity to go and live your life, bro. You know, this is the perfect way to do it. It's not going to cost a lot. You've only been married a year. Give her everything, dude. Whatever. The fucking, the fridge, the washer and dryer. That's junk, dude. You know what I mean?
Completely. I agree. It's just material things. I don't have much for myself. I just want to exist.
I've been in a situation similar to you, and you don't even want to, you need to move. What I did was turn off the power, turn off the cable, turn off all the shit, and disappear, dude.
Okay.
No more. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how you have to do it, because those aren't your kids. You're not paying child support. When she tries to find, you know, she should have contact with your lawyer to just, you know, finish it up, right? All the legal shit, it shouldn't be that much.
Shouldn't be. I hope. I'm praying. I really am. That's all I was telling them. I just got to have faith.
If you cut it off right now at the knees, dude, and just disappear and be like, you can't, don't even talk to her. Just have the lawyer deal with it. You know what I mean? Just disappear. You don't want her knowing where you live. You don't want her being able to come to your house and cause all kinds of shit, dude. You'll wind up in jail. You'll wind up with some sort of bullshit charge or anger management shit, dude. It'll affect everything in your whole life.
Understood.
I'm telling you from previous experience, man, that's the best way to deal with this situation. Turn off the cable, turn off the power, tell the landlord, look, I'm out. Don't tell nobody where you're going. Give your lawyer your phone number and your email and file for divorce, dude. Out.
All right.
I think that's the most practical advice. I mean, I've seen it go really, really terrible, man. And, you know, Tom's a super smart guy. I've been a listener for a long time. And, you know, it's because of this kind of network of guys that are able to help each other out, dude, that, you know, I didn't make those mistakes. I fucked up and I made the mistake. You know, the pussy was good, dude. I had it hanging around too long. And I had to cut that shit off at the knees, dude. As soon as I found out that there were problems, and, you know, it was a different situation. I won't go into it, but the point is that when it's time to go, it's time to go. And if you hang around, that leaves the window open for you to get totally screwed, dude. They'll come back around. Guaranteed.
Okay.
You know, you sound
makes
like
a
nice guy, dude, and I just wanted to give you my 2 cents because I appreciate Tom, I appreciate the show, and, you know, this is some serious shit right now. This is like your life. You know, you want to do what you want to do, you could be doing anything you want right now, dude. Disappear and go anywhere you want. What do you do for a living, Josh?
Cable installer.
Cable installer. Those are everywhere, dude. I mean, that you could do that all day long, anywhere you want. And you know, I got to ask you this. If cable installer became obsolete, what the hell would you do then? Like, is that what you want to be? Is that what you want to do? Or
no, I have I got my CCNA for networking. I'd like to work in IT, but this was the job that came up, and I took it. And, I mean, I'm happy with it. I really enjoy – I don't like selling – I like ripping people off, but, you know, going to someone's house, helping them, putting a smile on their face, getting them what they need, their internet, their phone, and their cable makes my day. And so this has been a good job, and I'm happy for it. The pay is amazing, too.
You know what, dude? You sound like a nice guy that would be successful at that kind of thing, you know? So that makes sense. You know, I would look into, you got to dream big, dude. This is like a huge gift for you right now. You need to have a little bit bigger goals. Put this shit behind you. This should just be done right now. You know what I mean? And think about what you could do and the potential of what you could be doing in the next coming years. Because the alternative, dude, is maybe jail. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, this is a no-brainer decision. You know, I heard a guy say just the other day, you know, hope is not a strategy, dude. You don't want to be just sitting around hoping. That ain't a strategy. That's how guys get totally fucked.
You're right on that.
All right. Matt, thank you. A great call.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling and talking to Josh. We appreciate that. Let me get Jesus in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Jesus, you're on with Josh on Likas 101. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I've been a long-time listener, and this is the first time calling here. Very thankful to be able to share my opinion here. And to speak with Josh in regards to this matter, basically, I relate to what Josh is going through. I used to be married. Everything was just beautiful in the beginning. You know, she cooked. We shared these little moments. And then as the years went by, once we actually got married, things went downhill, just as you say. As you always have said, you know, they all put the, what do you call it? Basically, you know, they put up the show, the act, they treat you nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened, Josh, is that basically at the final stages was that we were arguing. Probably she was unfaithful. Probably I. Well, it was just a mess. To put it simple, things started going downhill. We weren't communicating as often. And things ended pretty ugly, just like you're going right now. She started threatening with, like, oh, if I actually, you know, keep going against her, that she might contact the lawyer and state these false accusations of defamation, me talking about her to my family and just stating things that were not true. And it was unbelievable, you know. And she actually called me one night and told me to just go over the apartment that we were living at, which, of course, I was not living at the final days there. I stayed with my parents. And she called me and told me, you know, let's just come over, let's talk. And thankfully, I had a friend that told me. I'm sure Tom would have told me the same if I would have called him, you know, to not do that. Mm-hmm. She could definitely accuse me of hurting her. Of just, you know, a plethora of other just false accusations that could have happened. So I stayed away. I avoided all her calls. I went to a lawyer. I got things settled out. We got divorced. They handed the paper to her. I never saw her in my life again. So, you know, that's wow. What you have to do. You have to just cut her off. Don't you dare see her because, you know, it's bad news. The lawyer told you, Tom told you, everyone that's calling in is telling you. And emotionally, I know it's not easy because, you know, you feel like you've been betrayed. Like, wow, you know, this was a woman that you were happy with. And you saw yourself, you know, just with some possibility of staying long term. It's not easy. Emotionally, I know it's not easy on you. But you have to take the approach here. You have to have the balls and just accept that. It was a mistake. It's an experience to learn from. And just cut it off right there. Don't you dare see her again, man. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great call. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate that. Here is Robert in Oakland. Robert, say hi to Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Josh, and how you doing, Tom? Okay. First place, you know, I want to tell a young man is that what he needs to do is get rid of that stinking bitch immediately, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something from experience. And just like what the other gentleman was saying, yes, he can fuck around and catch a case. This bitch will set you up, okay? I don't care how good the pussy is. I don't care how good she sucks your dick. Tramps like this come a dime a dozen, okay? All right, and what you need to do is stay far the fuck away from that bitch. Change all your passwords on your social media. Get up out that residence of where you're at, just like what the other gentleman was saying. Get an attorney, because as sure as shit stinks, that this bitch is going to try to say that you molested the kids, that you assaulted her, that you had raped her. Now, I don't know what state that you're in or how the laws operate there, but I do know in California, all she's got to do is just say it, and you got a case. Now, here's something else for you. I was with a no-good, stinking-ass bitch, you know, one time, and about 3 or 4 years later, I saw this person on a public transportation, and there was with her, and she was with another guy. So this woman caused me all kind of shit, all kind of foul crap, what have you. And then she made a derogatory comment, and I said to her, well, if I'm all that, you come and slap it. So she gave Captain Save-A-Ho his cue. And what had happened was that son of a bitch was not on his feet for half a second before I caught him with a right cross. But guess what happened? I'm the one that went to fucking jail. I'm the one that had to do like 2 years on probation and what have you. And the cold part about it is that this female enhanced this shit, but I'm the one that went to jail. Now, had that man would have told his bitch to shut the fuck up, he wouldn't have no problem about me. You see what I mean? It's because the woman is going to try to make you jealous. She is going to try to disrespect you. She's going to say that you can't fuck, which is a classic line. You see what I mean? She's going to say you wasn't all that good, you know, and evidently she wasn't all that good if you guys are having these type of problems. So the only thing I can say, and I appreciate you, Tom, let me come on your show, and I'm going to say this here and let you guys go. But, Josh, get rid of that broad. Go to court. Get a restraining order against it. By any means necessary, man, cease all contact with that woman and her children. All right?
Great call, yes, Robert. Sir. Thank you for that. Nick in Tulsa. Say hi to Josh.
Hi, Josh. I got just one question for you. The friend who was on his third divorce and took you aside and told you not to marry this woman, is he your lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. I feel so much better now. Well, aside from that, you know, you really need to listen to what everybody else has been telling you. Don't go back unless, you know, you're sure the place is going to be empty. Then you can go in, pack your shit, go to a hotel. I recommend Value Place. They're great. But, you know, do not wait until your lease is expired. This woman is a psychotic bitch, clear borderline personality disorder. And everyone who said they don't need proof, all they have to do is say you did it is right. And the DA will just pull out all the stops to put your ass in jail. So don't take her calls. If you have to talk to her, make sure you have your cell phone on record to get every word, because you know she'll be doing the same. Okay, she's a deranged bitch, fucking psychotic cunt. You need to get out.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get your stuff when you know there's no one going to be home, great. If not, you know, just get anything that has sentimental value or something that you literally can't live without, you know, your stuff, your computer, your phone, your credit cards, your documents, your important papers, nothing she could use to take out credit cards or open bank accounts. In all the stuff you could use to take out credit cards, open bank accounts in your name, get that shit, okay? All your vital papers. But, you know, the rest, leave it. It's just junk. It's cheap. You can buy it again easy, okay?
Yeah.
You change all your passwords on everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, good.
All right.
You know, like I told you, don't go home. You know, tomorrow, call the lamp. Well, wait a minute. Whose name is on the lease, yours or hers?
Well, it was just mine, but when we got married, I noticed that every month they write on the receipt, you know, mine and her name, my last name. So I guess they have us as joint. But like I said, it's just a private.
Right, but he's only a month-to-month lease anyway, so he's 30 days notice away from getting out of there.
Okay, so your name was it was in her name, but then it was in both your names?
Yeah.
And did you sign off on that? Did you sign in for the legal documents?
No.
So how the hell did that happen?
At the end of the, you know what happened with his lease, Nick, is at the end of a signed lease for a year or two or whatever it was, the landlord never bothered to renew the lease. He kept them there on a month-to-month lease, which means that with 30 days notice, they can be out of there.
Yeah, I understand that. What I don't understand is how his name got to be on the lease when it wasn't originally on the lease without him signing something that says, I give you, I am legally agreeing to having my name put on this lease. How did that
happen? His name was not put on the lease. What happened was he gets a receipt for the rent, and on the receipt they were writing both names of both people. But the lease was in his name originally, and And it can end anytime he wants to give 30 days notice.
Give 30 days notice, Josh. Okay. If your landlord is not available or asleep or whatever, leave a message. Call him again in the fucking morning. Okay, good.
All right. Good advice, Nick. I have time for one more call here on Lycus 101 for Josh. Here is Ed in Northridge. Ed, say hi to Josh.
Hey, Josh. What's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, check this out, man. I'm going to cut to the fucking chase. I'm not going to be on the fucking line for 15 fucking minutes. Hear me out and hear me out good. You hear me?
All
right. Hey, I'm not playing with you, brother. I'm fucking sick. I'm pissed off right now, dog. I'm pissed off with you, man. You're laughing. You should be fucking pissed, dude.
That's my nervous
check me
laugh,
out.
Honestly.
You
I'm
never fall in love. Hear me out. You never fall in love with a fucking sperm depository. You never fucking fall in love with a fucking human toilet. Do you understand that shit?
I do now.
If like Dave Chappelle said, if pussy was a fucking stock right now on the stock market, it'd be plummeting because women were giving it away way too fucking easy. So that's lesson number two. If you got a brother, if you got your pops, your brothers, your cousin, any dude that you can fucking go to, then this bitch, this fucking psychopath, this irritating fucking twat is not there, load up a fucking U-Haul, a truck, a van, cargo van, whatever the fuck. Grab all the shit that you fucking need, all that other couch and this and that, you bitch shit, I'll sleep on the fucking floor. It can be replaced. I'd even pay that fucking 30-day notice quick, ASAP, man. You got to fucking cut that shit to the fucking knee. I'd give my fucking notice. I'd go and sleep at a fucking friend's house, at my parents' house, at my fucking cousins, anybody you fucking know. You do not go back to that house by yourself. You have a friend. If you got a sister, a female, or somebody that can have your back as a witness, they grab their fucking smartphone, it's on the record. Or even if you got a fucking, you got rights too. Even if you got to call the cops to go inside real quick for 5 fucking minutes and grab your shit that you need, birth certificate, check, whatever the fuck it is you need. You do not stay in that fucking house. Do you hear me?
I do. I hear you.
This is real shit, dude. You don't want to be catching a fucking domestic like Tom has, false allegations, accusations, none of that motherfucking shit, dog. Do you fucking hear me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I think he does, too. Ed, thank you. All right, Josh, you got a lot of response here. And
yes, sir,
I do want you to keep in touch and keep us updated. We are your Rock of Gibraltar. We are your support system. We are your P1 brothers, and our guys, as you can see, they're concerned about you. You know, they're going to be following your exploits.
It means a lot to me. And like I said, I feel like I'm alone in this because she's got rid of pretty much everybody out of my life, and I really do appreciate everybody's support.
Well, we started turning it around. We've got listeners around the world, and they're following everything you're going to do now, so... You know, don't fall back. If you feel yourself getting weak, you feel yourself wanting to talk to her again, call us back any day of the week. We'll talk to you.
Okay. I will do, Tom.
All right. A pleasure to meet you, Josh. Sorry for what's going on, but we're going to keep you on the straight and narrow from now on, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having your time with me today.
Happy to do it. Great to talk to you, and a good call as well, because our listeners really do care about that stuff. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Now, if you missed your opportunity on Lycus 101, don't worry. There's always another opportunity to talk to your professor, and the next one is coming up on Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Lycus app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Lycus Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
Thursday, time for fast food news.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
In stores, it's finally here. Cool Ranch loaded Doritos, apparently, at particular Walmart locations. Which is perfect.
Right. Yeah. This is a crispy Doritos flavor, crust toasted with melty
cheese.
Yeah.
There's a little cream cheese in there, too.
Right. It's, yeah. I mean, come on.
Mozzarella, Monterey Jack, and cheddar.
Correct.
Bring it.
So these are, you know, the same spices that you've become accustomed to on a Cool Ranch Doritos chip, only now there's a special center for all.
Yes, there is.
Oh, man. Thank God these are not within striking distance right now. If the liquor store had them, it's going to be a raid.
No shit. Kit Kat has a new cookie dough flavor only available in Canada.
Yeah, I don't get this. Why would they test it up north? I mean,
well,
because I would
Kit Kats originate from Canada. That's where they were invented.
That's where they were born. Did.
God.
Just like El Pollo Loco, by the way, that is a Mexican restaurant in Mexico. And in the United States, someone has licensed the right to build El Pollo Locos, but it's not an American company.
Well, let me just say this about both of these situations. These are very welcomed imports, as far as I'm concerned. Kit Kats,
oh, understood.
Delicious. El Pollo Loco,
open arms,
awesome.
Right now.
Open,
yeah,
arms.
With an open
you
mouth.
You don't
want to
build any walls for them.
No way. I'm for amnesty all the way.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. is nearing the end of an era, leaving California.
Yeah, this is...
I mean, there'll still be Carl's Jr.'s here.
By the way, Tom knew all this. CKE, yeah, has been up there near Santa Claus Lane in Carpinteria.
Right.
One of my favorite places.
I know.
I am guessing that this move, of course, they also have... They own Hardee's. I'm going to guess this move has been done for tax reasons. I'm glad they're not jumping out of the country, like my friends at the Burger King have done.
I think it's more than just tax reasons. I think it's the $15 minimum wage that in some way would affect them.
Yeah. Well, they're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, this is yeah, their corporate headquarters. By the way, they realize that they're really good about letting the employees go. I mean, they're getting severance packages, health care continuations, retention bonuses, and outplacement assistance. So I guess they probably made the offer to the Carl's Jr. headquarters employees. I'm certain they said, here's what we're doing. We're going to, Tennessee, and if you want to go, there's a job. If not, you know, we're going to part ways.
Well, they did. 51 employees were offered an opportunity to go, and they all opted out. Nobody. Who's going to leave California
to
go to Tennessee?
But hold on. Let me put it to you this way. I know that, and you know that, but from a financial standpoint, if you make California money in Tennessee...
Well, who says they're going to make California money when they get there?
Tom, there's
That's
no
probably
way...
probably part of why they're moving.
Right.
No,
they're probably offering them less.
No, but I'm saying, like, how do you tell somebody who is an executive making $200,000+, how do you say, well, okay, but now we're taking... You're doing the same job. We're just moving it, and now you have to take a pay cut? Is that what they would do?
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm thinking California dollars in Tennessee. I mean, it would be
something
to think
about.
Or maybe
they know that
about.
People are going to quit.
Right, and then they could hire people at a cheaper wage. By the way, that
Correct.
Would offset some of that cost, of bringing over, high-ticket employees. But I guess you're right. Some people are ingrained in the California culture. I mean, their wives may have jobs or whatever, and they don't want to leave.
What would you guys do if I said, you know what, we could do this a lot more cheaply in Tennessee? Would you go?
I'm down.
I'm Let's down,
do
too.
It. What are we doing?
We're out of here.
Really?
I'm on.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Music City.
I may actually get a place that has a kitchen in it.
I might get a cowboy hat. Fuck that shit.
Memphis barbecue.
Right.
It's a Memphis barbecue.
Memphis barbecue.
I'm not gonna say where, but Tom had an idea about moving the studio to a particular location. I was game for that, too.
Yeah, but we were all going to live together, so I'm out on that. I'm not going to live with you.
Oh, I'd have to build a bunch of shanties.
Right.
So you can all have separate rooms.
Right. Gary's making this worse than it actually is. That would have been fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, for like a week.
No way.
Then
you just say that.
Then you'd crap the
you
place.
Wouldn't even see, you wouldn't even see me in Timpson. You wouldn't even come across us.
The world's most expensive Big Mac apparently is in Switzerland. Here's Dino with the details.
No, you have a way of ruining everything. I just want to point out. You know, I thought
you should be thanking me.
I thought it was a nice gesture.
You should be thanking me
for what?
For pulling out
of Tom's scheme.
Yes.
I liked it.
That was a terrible idea.
Do you know how quickly my commute would have been? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. The most expensive Big Mac in the world is currently in Switzerland.
All right.
The cheapest one, and by the way, I had one today. I have now limited myself.
Good to see you learned your lesson.
I've limited myself to only one fast food trip a day, and today it happened to be McDonald's, and I got the number one. $8.04 for the small size number one, which is a Big Mac. I went against what I wanted to do, which is you only order off the value menu. Mm-hmm. But I didn't because I just wanted this Big Mac and some fries today. So that's what I did.
Right.
$8.04 out the door. That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, if you were in Switzerland, it cost you $6.35
right.
just for a Big Mac.
But if you want to go to Egypt...
Right.
And avoid a couple of the terrorists and
yeah.
stuff,
uh-huh.
you're paying $1.46 for
good.
The burger.
Let's relocate to there. Then.
Here in the United States and at either studios in Tennessee or the unnamed one here in California, we'd be paying on average $5.06.
All right, fine then. Schlotzky's is giving away 100,000 bottles of hot sauce, and I don't understand why.
Schlotzky's.
Home of the big Schlotz.
If you guys ever had Schlotzky's, it's pretty good. Their hot sauce is all I've purchased myself.
Okay.
I've had a bottle of, it's what they're famous for. So they put it on all their subs.
Right.
I mean, it's rocking, but what they're doing is they're doing for National Hot Sauce Day on the 22nd of January, which is coming up, of course.
Yeah.
The giveaway is happening for fans who want one of these bottles. So they're going to do a lot of hot sauce, man. They're giving away 100,000
bottles.
Their signature sauce is hot. You know, it's not soup. I mean, well, no, it's hot to a regular person. It's hot.
Right. Yeah.
I've had hotter.
Mm-hmm. Philly's Best here in Southern California is celebrating their 25th anniversary with $5 cheesesteaks.
Now, this is great. Philly's Best, you're in that range of other, I don't even want to say the name of the place because it upsets me, but some of those cheesesteaks.
The more expensive places?
Yeah. More expensive, and they consider themselves like a Subway-esque type place. Mm. I don't even want to give them a mention because you're looking at $12 or $13 for a motherfucking cheesesteak, man. What is this world coming to?
All right, take it easy.
So, Philly, and of course, Philly's Best, awesome, except for one thing. This sucker only goes down all day long, Wednesday, January 25th, I'm going to guess the line is long and distinguished, but it'll give you a chance to get a $5 cheesesteak and or hoagie, I might add.
Mm.
So, you know, you're talking about an Omarosa roll. That's not the reality star. That's name of it.
No, she was with Trump now.
Yeah, that's Omarosa.
Oh.
This is Omarosa.
Oh.
And believe me, this is pretty Boar's Head Meats.
Boar's Head Meats.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of them here, so it's not like a unique one-off place.
Get in on that.
Philly's Best. Yep. Thank you.
And McDonald's is set to introduce two new Big Mac sizes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this is weird because, you know, it's kind of crazy that McDonald's is even doing this. But they are rolling out the Grand Mac. And also the Mac Jr. And the Mac Jr. will be a single layer Big Mac instead of adding the traditional middle bun like the original. You can have a Grand Mac right now by getting McDouble and adding Big Mac sauce. I mean, that's how easy it is. So you can already do it for a price. But now they're deciding to make this as a choice.
As an offer. It seems kind of stupid.
Well,
is it really necessary, or is it just another way to make a buck?
McDonald's has a chef, and his name is Mike Haraz. And our friend is saying he's listened to the customers, and he wanted a different way to enjoy the one-of-a-kind Big Mac taste. And I would talk to Chef Harassment there and say, dude, all I have to do, dude, is just get 35-cent surcharge on top of whatever sandwich I want, whether it's a double quarter pounder or a quarter pounder with cheese,
right.
And put the Big Mac sauce on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Good luck to them. Good luck to them.
Yes. Finally, Business Insider was on a mission to figure out who had the best grilled chicken sandwich among the major fast food chains. And we've seen this kind of competition before coming in. In the top five, coming in at number five is Burger King with that tender grill.
That surprises me. The Burger King chicken sandwich is actually fairly decent. I like it.
Uh-huh.
But in this particular case, it's coming in last on this list.
I know. followed by a McDonald's artisan grilled chicken.
Correct.
What makes it artisan? Do we know?
The bun, I think.
It the lettuce looks old in that picture.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you say artisan in Mexican?
That's a good question.
El artisan?
El artisan. Wendy's grilled chicken sandwich coming in third.
That surprises the great Tom.
Of course it does.
Their crispy chicken sandwich is awesome and a solid piece of work there. I actually like that, and I support it 100%.
Number two, Chick-fil-A's Grilled Chicken Club.
Right. Should have known this. All this is basically the awesome chickenness of Chick-fil-A, but they throw honey mustard on there, some arugula, spinach, romaine, that kind of stuff, and it's different. But I go with what I know.
Right.
And this is what we're coming down to.
Yeah, and finally coming in at number one, also from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's the go-to for Dino, Giuseppe, Luigi.
Francisco.
Pasquale D'Amelio. It's Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken.
Right.
It's just the regular sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, why fuck with something that's right? And they know what they're doing.
I have seen you inhale these things.
I can't.
Climb and inhale them.
I have yet. This is the truth. I live approximately 2.5 miles from a Chick-fil-A, and I have yet to make it out of the drive-thru and back to my house without already finishing the sandwich.
I seem to recall going into one with you where we purchased the sandwiches at the counter, and before we got out the door, you had already finished one.
Right. They are magic, and I'm a supporter.
Yeah.
I mean... Tom only turned on this place because of the Christian thing, but again,
sandwich.
I'd like to point out that In-N-Out is the same.
I have eaten at Chick-fil-A. Don't get me wrong.
It's a solid chicken sandwich.
You got the, you get the
same
thing.
And by the way, In-N-Out has the Christian thing as well.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's you can't hate on this one. You cannot. It's they know what they're doing.
So what's
we end fast food news, can I tell you guys I made one of my rare, and it was necessary, one of my rare visits to McDonald's? Yesterday?
We were boycotting.
No, hold on. He had to do
Can't
it.
Way I do.
He had to do it a few months ago, too, because it was the only place, I think. So this
place around.
This is big.
I was in San Luis Obispo, California.
They call it slow.
The slow.
Slow. Yeah, slow. And do you know what they had at McDonald's in slow? Kiosks.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
Yes. You didn't have to deal with any people.
Yes.
I used the kiosks.
Nice.
Our friend.
And they were fantastic.
Really?
Guess what? I think you could see it if it's the one on Madonna.
it is the one on Madonna Way, yes.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one of them right now on the table.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they have one on the table, and they've got several that look like the old phone booths.
All right. An actual person then hand you your order when it's ready?
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
But you don't have to hand over any money. You don't have somebody who can't add or subtract
exactly.
or speak English.
Right.
Not an issue.
Did you do a special order or you just a regular thing?
No, I just did a regular order, and then a receipt comes out with a number on it, and then there's a big screen that says, now serving, and then one says, I believe, working. And so my number appeared on the working column, and then when my order was ready, it moved over to the now serving column.
Nice.
Did you pay with cash?
Nope.
You just swipe a card? Yeah. That's all. Awesome.
Because you can't pay.
Swipe a card?
I think you can pay with cash on some of them,
you
right?
You can.
Yeah.
No, you could pay with cash.
The only reason why I say that is because today, with the $8.04, I gave the lady a $10.04, and she did not give me my $2 back. So I sat there.
What did she give you?
Just the receipt, and I went,
what?
Wait a minute.
She gave you $1.96? She didn't give you any of the change?
$2. I got $2. I got zero back. So I sat there, and she's like, yeah, and I said, you owe me $2. And she said, oh, okay. I go, here's the receipt still in my hand.
She tarted out a little bit.
So my point to Tom is that would be a bonus in that he didn't have to deal with anybody, and the change
no doubt about
was
it.
Correct.
But were you satisfied with your meal? That's the big question.
Yeah. Everything was served perfect. Everything was right.
Nice.
Everything done right.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, no change arguments, no language barriers, nothing. Yeah. So all you $15 an hour people, I've seen the future. And there it was.
And its name is Kiosk. Yes.
In fact, the kiosk will end up becoming, may make Tom a happier camper again because, you know, it may bring him back to McDonald's again.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to deal with anybody.
Right.
He's doing his thing.
Mm.
And he's happy with
this was
the product.
By the way, this was the only fast food to go restaurant. There were a bunch of sit downs like Denny's and IHOP there. But this was the one go in, go out the restaurant.
Right.
So went in, picked my items off the big screen, big touch screen, ran my card through. You know, again, I am boycotting McDonald's, but this is the best thing they've done.
I thought we might have had a chance you were back in baby's arms, so.
Well, you know, again, at some point I'll probably get over it. About one thing I noticed, not having been in McDonald's in a long time, I was once in Prim, Nevada on the way to Vegas, and that's the only time I'd been in. I can't believe how expensive it is now. Wow.
Yeah, just said, number one was $8.04.
Crazy.
A Big Mac, French fries, and a small drink, it was $8.04. Yeah. That's
a quarter pounder with cheese. Not even a double quarter pounder with cheese was like $4.50.
Yep.
I'm telling
you, that's nuts.
You have got to stick to the value menu. I broke my own rule today. And because I allow myself.
Well, the McPicks they had, I didn't want breakfast, and they had like McGriddles and McMuffins. But I was looking for like a hamburger.
I don't know if you should overlook that because sometimes
I just went and paid full price for the hamburgers. That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what they're banking on because they know people like me. I'm going to put McDonald's out of business if you do it the way I do it. They're not making any money. They're looking to upsell you and get you to do what I did today. I broke down. It's first time. But, yeah, stick to the value menu. Always, 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 always. Sure. Oh, the day before I did the Burger King deal, which is $3.99. It's a Whopper Jr., fries, and a drink, and four of their nuggets, $3.99. And that is a pretty good deal. It's not great because to me the Whopper Jr. is so small it's insulting. It just is. I know it's called the Whopper Jr. and it's a thing, but for $3.99 I'm gonna have to say no.
And the quality of the meat is so terrible. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
There you have
that's
reports
subjective.
From the field.
Subjective.
Yes.
Plenty more at newsforguys.com. And of course, you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Amoroso. Oh. This is Amoroso.
Oh.